father had run off with a waitress before I could remember him, and our mother had never recovered and spent most of her time seeking spiritual enlightenment at various places in Asia. Our grandfather was the man who had soothed us when we were upset, who had come to school plays, who we still turn to for advice. "He hates people fussing," I said.
"I know, but after the stroke, we can't take any chances."
My grandfather's stroke 2 years ago had been a shock to us all. Luckily for us, he was a fighter, and he'd regained most of his speech and movement. But he was frail and weak on his left side, which made him vulnerable to falls.
"I know. Still, it's going to be fine," I said, with as much authority as I could muster.
But if his fall had created a bleed in his brain... I took a deep breath and tried to steady my rising heart rate.
"Victoria called,"
Darcy said, her words clipped and tight. I clenched my jaw and didn't reply. I couldn't bear to hear about my cousin's selfish wife.
"No doubt she wanted to know if they could start counting the silver,"
Darcy said. I took a deep breath. I had to keep it together or I'd upset my sister. My grandfather's title passed to the next married male heir. As I was oldest, it should have been me. But as one woman had never been enough for me, my cousin Frederick and his wife, Victoria, would be the next Duke and Duchess of Fairfax. It wasn't like I needed the money. I'd made more for myself than my grandfather was worth, and I certainly didn't care about the title. I'd never wanted to be the Duke of Fairfax. Frankly, I'd never understood why my sister, being a woman, precluded her from being next in line. She should get the title, the money and the estate, and all the headaches that went with it. Frederick and I had never been close, although as he was heir to Walton and my grandfather's grandson, I saw more of him than I would have liked. He was jealous and mean-spirited as a child, and he'd never grown out of it. He seemed to envy everything I ever had. Toys, friends, and later women. Despite the fact my sister and I had to live with our grandfather because our parents didn't want us, Frederick hated that we lived at Walton and he didn't. He never missed an opportunity to criticize what Darcy was doing for the estate, and constantly made comments about me running away to America. Insults I could have coped with. What I didn't like was the fact that when I called him to tell him of our grandfather's stroke, instead of asking which hospital he was in or about the prognosis, the first thing he did was tell me he'd call me back when he'd spoken to his lawyer. There was no going back for us after that.
"Well, tell Victoria to speak to me in future. I'll have no problem in telling her to fuck off."
The fact was, as soon as my grandfather was dead, the silver would be hers to count. And although I didn't have the same pull toward our family's history as Darcy did, it still didn't seem fair.
"We need to talk when you get here, properly."
I knew what was coming. We were going to discuss how me getting married would change everything.
"Of course."
"I mean about Aurora," she said.
Darcy had hinted that our childhood friend would be a willing wife a number of times. This time she sounded more determined. But I'd have to be clear that Aurora wasn't someone I was going to marry. "I'm going to see the lawyers about things while I'm in London, too." I was still hopeful that we'd find a legal solution to Frederick inheriting the estate. A couple of beats of silence passed.
"You know how I feel about that," she said.
"I don't want to fight over grandfather's estate," I replied. Darcy hated the idea that there would be a battle over our grandfather's assets, because it seemed to somehow taint the importance of our love for the man. However, knowing how he wanted my sister to inherit, I knew he would welcome a solution.
"But what's our alternative?"
"I really want you to consider an arrangement with Aurora. She cares about our family, and she'd make an excellent wife."
"I don't want to get married."
Certainly not to someone who only wanted me for the title I'd inherit.
And the alternative, that she'd want a real husband, was worse. Aurora and I had known each other as kids, first crushes, but she didn't know me now, not as an adult.
"I'm sure most men feel like that, and it's not like you have to, you know,